International Women's Day is coming this Friday to Ames Public Library from 6:30 to 8:30. Joy B, KHOI's Women's Issues reporter, is here. Joy, can you give us a quick explanation of what exactly International Women's Day is?
Yes, International Women's Day is celebrated in many countries around the world. It is a day when women are recognized for their achievements regardless of where they are or where they live. The activity started with labor movements at the turn of the 20th century in North America and Europe. Since those days, International Women's Day has expanded globally. It has been strengthened by four global United Nations conferences, making it a rally point to support and build women's rights and participation in politics and economics. The UN began celebrating International Women's Day in 1975. International Women's Day means different things to different people, but the global focus is on equality and celebrations. 10 values that guide the celebrations are clear: justice, dignity, hope, equality, collaboration, tenacity, appreciation, respect, empathy, and forgiveness. One incident that inspired me historically was the March of the 20,000 on November 22, 1909. This is when a 22-year-old Ukrainian immigrant walked up to the front of the stage at a union meeting for the International Ladies Garment Workers Union of Shirtwaist Workers and inspired a strike for safer working conditions, shorter workdays, and equal pay. Her name was Clara Lemlich. She had been arrested 17 times and beaten by hired prize fighters and left in the street bloodied. With six broken ribs, Clara walked slowly to the stage at the union meeting, raised her arm high, yelling, "Strike!" And with this, the Declaration of the Shirtwaist Workers cheered and took to the streets to strike, knowing full well they could lose everything to survive. They were moved so deeply because they knew Clara had been beaten like themselves many times by police and hired thugs with batons and eventually arrested. They had no choice but to go on strike or to continue working under deplorable conditions. Later, after several months of striking, they won better working conditions and pay for all union shops except the Triangle Fire Ash Building, which was doomed for the Triangle workers. Clara spent her entire life fighting for women's voting rights, women's rights, union labor rights, and in her 90s for elderly and better nursing home rights. I celebrate Clara Lemlich and all the amazing women and men who use their voice and abilities to empower every woman's potential.
Thank you, Joy, for that. As you know, both you and I have been involved with planning and organizing this International Women's Day event here in Ames, which is going to be happening on Friday. We've been doing it on behalf of KHOI. There's been some other organizations partnering with this committee. Tell us what some of those organizations are.
Oh, sure. The Ames Public Library, Access, the Carrie Chapman Catt Center for Women and Politics for IRIS, Iowa Resource for International Service, Iowa State University Library, KHOI Community Radio, the League of Women Voters of Ames and Story County, Wheatfield Cooperative, Women and Gender Studies Program at ISU, Worldly Goods, and the YWCA of Ames and Iowa State.
It's a collaboration involving many people around the community. Two other members of the committee stopped by KHOI last week to make a recording encouraging you to come. Here's David James from the League of Women Voters and Mary Logston, who is the Adult Services Manager and Interim Manager for the Ames Public Library. Mary gave us a brief historical context for this annual event as it happens here in Ames at the Ames Public Library.
I think it was under Lynn Carey, our former director, that they first established some programming in recognition for International Women's Day. I actually have unearthed an article that appeared in the Tribune, I believe it was in 2005. So that's been quite a while that the library has been participating in this event.
And it's been every year.
I'm pretty certain we've done it every year.
What would you say has become its characteristic?
The format changes, but there are certain elements that I think are typical, which is that it's a welcoming environment. We try really hard to make people from all different experiences, life experiences, perspectives, feel that there's a role, there's a place for them. And it's fun. Even when you're dealing with difficult issues, there's just something about the camaraderie, shared purpose, that feels like a celebration at the same time.
What's hot this year?
We have high school students participating, the Ames High Step Team. I can hardly wait.
Okay. So they're providing the pomp and ceremony.
A little splash.
For the opening of the five-year time capsule.
As we've talked about, there has been continuity with this event. And 5 years ago, one of the members of this coalition, Kim Hope, had the idea to have a time capsule, which to capture some of the thoughts and the aspirations of the folks who were present 5 years ago, which I guess would be 2014. And so the time capsule is just these thoughts of the people who came together on International Women's Day back in 2014, what they hoped would happen. So this year,
we'll see if we want to share. Yeah, we'll see if we let them down or fulfilled their wishes.
Exactly.
Right? So those will be on display.
Yes, they will.
And then there'll be a panel discussion?
There will.
Getting to meet some of the local politicians that are women.
They are going to be talking about gender balance in politics. The moderator is Dr. Karen Kudrowski, director of the Katz Center for Women in Politics at Iowa State University. On the panel, there will be Dr. Kelly Winfrey Reed from Ready to Run at the Carrie Chapman Katz Center, Dr. Monique Benkin, who is on the faculty at Iowa State as well and currently serves on the Ames School Board, Nikki Conrad, who was recently elected in Fort Dodge, and then a member of our own city council here in Ames, Bronwyn Beatty Hansen.
So, Mary, you've been doing this for a while.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to you personally?
Well, I care deeply about the value of women being a priority, and it means a lot to me to be involved with helping people to be better informed.
Do you feel like that happens at these events?
I think so. I've seen real connections take place in these events where people come away either thinking that they want to study further or they want to continue to connect with individuals with whom they've shared something significant. That happens.
I find people don't want to leave. Last year, it's like I felt like people didn't want to go home. It's so rare that women get together and get to talk about things that are really important to them. And that was a time.
The whole project is a good one for the community. We as women all have things in common, and they welcomed me.
Can you tell us a little bit about who you are?
My name is Deva James. I've lived in Nevada and Ames all of my adult life. I've retired from Marshalltown Community College, and I am a transplanted Iowan. I came from Pennsylvania. I came to earn my PhD at Iowa State, and I got that in 92. But also along the line, I brought my mom out. My mom has since passed at 95. And I recently found a picture of my mom with Julian Bond. Here in Iowa, I'm a member of AARP. I am a member of the League of Women Voters.
So you came representing them?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Next year, I'll represent me as a citizen, woman, grassroots activist, retired educator.
You made a particular contribution. Can you describe what that part was?
In the past, the event has put together a time capsule, and that time capsule was held for 5 years. The time capsule that we're going to do now is a mini time capsule that we're going to break out next year. I just felt that today political things are going by so fast and there are so many messages out there that it's important that the message that we are promoting for participation by the women in our community, international, rural, and we have political issues that are common, and we need to be talking to each other about what our issues are and how we are going to promote those issues that relate to us in the rural community, as well as the cities of Iowa.
Well, thank you for stopping by, Dara James, International Women's Day Committee member, and Mary Loxton, Adult Services Manager for the Ames Public Library, in the current role of Interim Manager for the Ames Public Library, talking about the vision and the planning behind International Women's Day in Ames, Iowa.
I'd just like to thank KHOI. Thanks for taking the time to ask us about this and to also be partners in the event, because you've really contributed quite a lot. And it's really fun to be interviewed on the radio. This is the best corner in town. Don't tell anybody.
Well, you heard Mary and David describe some of what's to be expected at the International Women's Day celebration. Again, that's at the Ames Public Library Auditorium from 6:30 to 8:30. And you don't want to come late because the program starts with the performance of the Ames High Step Team, some of whom are right now in KHOI. Welcome.
Good morning.
So we have in the studio Aisha Conte, Deshauna Green, Siona Stokes, and you are all three performers?
Yes.
The STEP team?
Yes.
And also with them is Jean Muhammad, who is the student and family advocate at Ames High School, but also is their coach, right, Jean?
Yes, that's right.
All right. So would one of you describe what your performance is going to be like?
It's going to be exciting, of course. It's going to be empowering, and it just gives you that energy and that hype that you need of the day when you come and watch us. So don't miss it.
How many people will be in the performance?
20.
Wow, so you are going to have quite a presence up there.
Yeah.
About how long do you think the performance will be?
Yeah. 4 to 5 minutes.
Could one of you describe a little bit what stepping is for the person who's listening and can't visualize what's going to happen?
Stepping is a form of communication and an artistic form that involves stomping, hand clapping, and speaking that is rooted in African tradition and has been adopted now by a lot of Black fraternities and sororities in the United States.
Is it related to what we know as stomping, or is it something different from that?
It's more than just stomping, I feel like, because people just think it's all about, oh, stomping and clap. It's about having rhythm and being able to have people see that the rhythm that you're trying to display, it gives off a message.
Yeah.
So it's like with my facial expressions and the movement and how quick I move. If I slow down a step, you'll see I'm trying to be happy,
yeah,
sorrow, pain. Like, you'll be able to see that I'm trying to express something.
So it's theatrical as
yes.
well.
Yeah.
Another thing that's unique to step is that it integrates spoken word into the program. So stomping, I think, usually doesn't include that aspect.
And it's very high energy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, very high.
Very.
And it's to music?
Sometimes. We're the music.
Yeah. We're the music. You make the music.
Yeah, yeah. We're the music.
Uh-huh. With our bodies. Like,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes we'll involve music. If we have to stroll into a big area, you know, we'll involve music too. Yeah.
Stroll into an area. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Strolling into an area. We do that here. It's okay to watch. Could one of you tell us a little bit about the history of stepping, like how, where this comes from?
We have something that we read every time that we perform at a new venue to help people to understand. And so I'm just going to summarize it really quickly for you. It's a rising art form rooted in African cultural and artistic heritage. The body is used as an instrument to create intricate rhythms and sounds through a combination of footsteps, claps, and spoken word. It was based in the African foot dance, one of which is called gumboot, which was conceived by miners in South Africa as an alternative to drumming because drumming had been banned by the authorities during that time period. The stepping tradition in the United States grew out of song and dance rituals practiced historically by African-American fraternities and sororities beginning in the early 1900s. And it's really taken off in the United States mm-hmm. now with initially, I think, universities and African-American fraternities and sororities, but now a lot of schools, elementary all the way through high school, are picking this up as a way to allow for some cultural expression that might be different than what has been offered in the past.
When did it come to Ames High School?
It came to Ames High School last year.
And how did it get there?
So it was Aisha and I. We went to a Hoover game, and then there were other girls who were already thinking about the step team. So we all basically came together, and we went to Ms. Muhammad, and we pitched our idea, and we started it after, like, constantly poking at it because she's busy, so we had to constantly give her the idea that we wanted to start it.
Yeah.
And so we started out with 6 people, and then this year we came back, and now we have 20 people.
Why do you think it caught on so quickly?
I think it was because the freshmen coming in, we, like, advertised it so much to them, and we performed for them so many times, and we let them know, like, this is a way for you to
have
express
voice.
Yourself. Mm-hmm. So when they came in, they basically were like, okay, well, step team is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And not only that, but we let them know that it's not only for black people is for everyone.
Tell us your name.
Deshauna.
Deshauna, tell us what this has come to mean to you. You're kind of one of the creators. What has it come to mean to you, and what do you think you've gotten out of it?
Well, for me, it's a second home for me. I love to dance. I love to express myself in a different way. So when I'm able to go up there and just, like, let it all out on the stage or let everybody know, like, I'm here, this is my stage, I'm going to let y'all know why I came to perform, and I'm going to leave it all out here so that y'all can see that we worked hard, that dedication is everything, like, we worked for it, and you can tell once we're on the stage.
Step taught me also that if you come together with a powerful, dedicated group of young women, not just any group of young women, they have to be dedicated, the impact will be immense. Step is about making sacrifices and having a positive attitude and sticking with each other through the hard times. Everybody think it's those just clap, stomp, hit. It's more, so much more to it than that. It's about dedication, early morning practices, throwing together last minute shows and sisterhood and brotherhood. You know, it's a big thing on the Step team. Like, you have to stick together through the tough times.
Tell us your name.
Sayana.
Aisha.
Yes.
Tell us what it has come to mean to you.
It's all about sisterhood and family to me. I feel like when I'm at school, once I'm with people that I know and love, it makes it feel like a good environment with all the types of personalities and attitudes. You just can't, like, not have a good day. There's not a day where the girls don't make me smile, and I just love performing with them, and I love getting the attention that we get because it's really good being a part of something that you just created and started. So that's going to be with me for a long time. I'm a senior. So when I come back, I'll get to know, like, oh, yeah, I helped create this. So.
Yeah, we're both seniors.
Yeah.
Where do you perform?
We've been performing everywhere. We've had a lot of opportunities. We've been performing at our school. We have a performance this Friday at the library.
That's right, at International Women's Day.
Yes. We do.
Come and check it out. It's going to be a spectacular way to start the day. I was wondering if one, before you leave, I was wondering if one of you could, since this is International Women's Day, could you describe a little bit about how being a woman of color has impacted you in your life?
Well, as a young woman of color, also living in a predominantly white state, it's an amazing thing, but at the same time, it has its faults. We face ignorant people every day, of course, because they're people who don't understand or they don't know anything about, yet they still speak about it. And it's something that we come across a lot. So you just have to basically stay positive and understand your worth. Because if you don't know what you're working toward, if you don't understand what your point is or what your goals are, then you're never going to get there, because there's always going to be people trying to knock you down. There's always going to be the negatives. There's always going to be people trying to bite at you when they see that you're doing great. So, like, you just got to stay positive.
Yeah, and piggybacking off of what Deshauna said, you have to be able to deal with your emotions. That's, like, the biggest things. When you get some of the most nasty and hurtful comments made towards you, it makes you just want to throw your hands up and fight physically and verbally. But you know you can't do that, because being a woman of color, you're just automatically labeled as that angry black woman. And you have to show them that, you know, we're more than that, and the knowledge that we carry within ourselves and then some. And also, just being a woman alone is a job, because women are often degraded and disrespected and aren't given the same respect as men. So I feel like us women should stick together, shouldn't tear each other down, and focus on, you know, what we can do if we stick together and what we can accomplish in the world, because there's so many opportunities out there.
Racism is a topic that people try to, like, sweep under the carpet. For people who say, oh, there isn't racism here, you can't say that unless you've experienced it. And I can say for most of the girls on our team, we've experienced it, so we know. And for women, I feel like, especially being of color, I feel like we are held up to, like, a higher standard, because we're always perceived of, oh, we can't do it. So we have to go above and beyond to prove people wrong.
In some ways, your Step team are ambassadors.
Yeah.
Cultural ambassadors. We've been speaking with Aisha Conte, Deshauna Green, Siona Stokes, and G. Muhammad, who is coach for this team and the student and family advocate at Ames High School. Thank you so much for coming, and come and see these fantastic women as they lead off the International Women's Day at the Ames Public Library this Friday, March 8th at 6:30. Jean, any last words?
I would just encourage people to come out, and if you have an opportunity to speak to these young women, you're going to be completely blown away. They are some of the most incredible people I've had the pleasure of knowing and working with.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.